B-Pod Studios.
Putting you in the middle of the story, in the middle of the day.
I want to bring the ignorance back to life.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Story in the middle of the day.
I want to bring the ignorance back to life.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
NBA champion. Shoot it in the hoop. Dunk on you. Noontime hour. Zolak and Bertrand. Training camp opens on Wednesday in Foxborough. We'll be there. Excited for it.
Oh, wow.
Going to be missing Tom Brady, though. What?
There's another training camp that is opened.
What?
Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah?
Their head coach is not at it.
He's got COVID.
And he's fully vaccinated.
Asymptomatic, fully vaxxed. He'll be back soon.
Wow, this is going to get interesting. This really is. You know, and I know we plan to talk about, but
talk about it now.
Like Steelers, Najee Harris, he's unvaccinated, practicing. Like in the penalties on these players, the fines, they're going to be what, $14,700?
$14,775.
But Tampa Bay is wearing different colored wristbands, which shows who's vaccinated, who's not. It's like the scarlet letter now.
$14,650.
So $14,650 for every breach of unvaccinated players. That is any time that a player is not wearing a mask in a spot where they are supposed to be masked, or otherwise breaking any one of the NFL's protocols for unvaccinated players. And those protocols are plentiful, according to those who know. Unvaccinated players are tested every single day. Vaccinated players get one test every other week, which means, according to Bruce Arians, he did this math. He said a vaccinated player will get tested 14 times this year, and an unvaccinated player will get tested 140. 140 tests.
Yep. And you will meet differently.
Are those the full nose swab? The full up the nose one?
It's enough.
How do you know?
I've had them, yeah.
Well, have you had the full nasal swab?
Yeah, but
that thing sucks.
Yeah.
A brain tickler back there. Every day.
I'll get you going.
Okay, well, I'll wake you up.
That's you. Excuse you.
Yeah, 14,665, 650, is that what it is? 14,650.
14,650.
14,650.
Cha-ching.
Is the fine. Yeah, so he has tested positive.
Needs to remain quarantined and be away from the team.
For how many days?
I thought I read somewhere it was like five.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm doing well. Looking forward to return as soon as I'm medically cleared. It doesn't exactly say.
Okay, according to the NFL's COVID-19 protocols, a fully vaccinated and asymptomatic individual, such as Frank Reich, can return to duty after two negative tests that are at least 24 hours apart. Okay. So as soon as he is testing negative, he's back.
So you initially thought, when you read that, you think, okay, now that you know what the parameters are, you thought he was going to be away for a little bit more. But then you're like, okay, who is he in contact with? You know, I'm sure they're doing meetings. I'm sure they're testing the whole staff, right? And anybody that's had direct contact with him, you know, players.
So this is where
he's a play caller. I'm leaning in the huddle. Right. I'm talking to the quarterback. This is the tip of it.
This is where the Players Association, just in terms of their money, went wrong.
Yes.
They should have, you know, fought back on if a team is fully vaccinated, we still get paid no matter what.
Correct.
Because if we're doing what we're supposed to do,
you told us to do that. That's
we get paid still, and they didn't fight. And that might change. That has to change. Not that I would put it on the NFL to do the right thing, because they never do the right thing. But I would say if they're the players, at some point you fight back and say, well, my team is 90% vaccinated, 95% vaccinated, whatever it might be. How can you punish this team if they did what you asked them to do?
Right.
And there were breakthrough cases. And you've seen some of this data on breakthrough cases. It's not a pretty picture right now.
No.
So
now you're entering, you know, full camps, full stadiums. I mean, we're 2 weeks away from playing ball. Now getting on airplanes, yeah, all of it.
Shaggy in Plymouth on the Patriots quarterback battle. We started off the 11 o'clock hour with that. Mike Florio saying teammates don't think Cam has it anymore. What do you got, Shaggy?
All right, first of all, guys, it's just like what you guys you do. You have positivity. You have a good team. All right, you got Zoe, you got Beetle, you got the good guys behind the glass, and then we got our famous announcer bringing in all the news. That is positivity. You guys have a good team, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I like Cam for what he does. I love his positivity, and so you're a QB. I'm not, but I like that. Point number two, you can't give up.
That was a point?
Well, you made the point that he likes it.
There was a point in there?
It's a point he likes it, okay?
Well,
let him go.
First point, positivity. You've got to have a good room. In order to win a championship ring, everybody's got to toe the line. Positivity. Point number two, you can't give up a young QB because I think the kid is good. I think he's going to make a move. And I'm just passing, you know, Lyme, Connecticut right now. I'm just driving to work.
Point three.
Point three.
Passing
Lyme. Point three.
Is that L-Y-M-E, Lyme, Connecticut?
L-Y-M-E, Lyme.
Yeah, Lyme.
Point two B.
That's what it's named after.
Okay.
It's named after that town.
I had that.
Imagine being in that town.
Party had it.
Having to have that named after you.
Ugh.
Oh, Lyme. We named,
going there, you think
we named a disease after
something
you.
Crawling on you think it's a tick.
Imagine that.
Imagine all that tick tock down there, man.
Just think about that. Be in that town. Like, oh, you got Canton disease, all right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's,
you think their ticks
who
are
wants
bigger?
To be from there?
Down there, you think their ticks are bigger?
Oh, they're the OGs.
Big ticks.
They're the OTs.
Big swinging ticks. That's
big
what they say about
down
the people
there,
from Lyme. Judy Batista just tweeted this out. New vaccine numbers from the NFL. 10 teams now have 90% or more of their players vaccinated with at least one shot right now. 83.6% of players league-wide have at least one shot.
Okay.
So 83.6% is where they are.
Close to that 85%.
And you have to, so those 10 teams to me have a real argument to say, NFL, you can't ever take our money because of protocols and test it. We did it. We did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, like a team like Steelers, like they, you know, they've been real open about this. And there's other teams that just won't talk about it. Like they don't talk about it here.
That's because they're not at the 85%. That's why they're not talking about it here.
Be patting their back.
Because if they were at 85%, if the Patriots were at 90%, they'd let you know about it. Because they should.
You know, that will be interesting, no, too.
I just say that because I've seen these reports, whether it be Doug Kide or Mike Reese, all these guys that keep reporting about how, I don't know the number, but it's high. Well, if it were 85%, we'd know. They'd tell you. They'd say, we're at 85%.
You'd want that out there.
Tell the world.
You'd want that out there. Yeah.
60% is a high number.
Right. I could consider 51% a high number if I felt like it, when I don't have to disclose it.
Hell, if it's a physics test, I'd consider 48%.
Was it Reese yesterday in Reese's notes?
Reese had it.
That said, you know, because they're so tight-lipped with their
medicine.
Stop it! They would not be tight-lipped with that if they were surpassing that number. If they were one of the 10 teams at 90, they'd tell you. Hey, we're
going to be
one of the good teams.
No on-field restrictions, though, right? Like you know, not to where you have to meet differently. It's different when you're outside. All the rules change when you go indoors.
Correct.
Right, as far as the meeting.
Yeah,
the
rules are different indoors.
The sectioned
outdoors.
Off, the structured weight room times. Now you're dealing with twice the size of your team, so you got more numbers now. And you're staying in a hotel. You factor all that in, too. So you got to secure that sucker and keep it down.
But you got to have a good room, Shaggy says.
Good room.
Yeah, have a good room.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah, okay, real
Speaking
quick.
Behind a glass.
Yeah.
These guys behind a glass.
Yeah, what about him?
That's that virtual intern.
He's not virtual anymore.
I give that kid credit. Because I was sitting here, and like, I haven't been in the building in a while. And he just came strolling in that back room, like, hey, what's going on? And said, like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
He's confident. I like him.
Never what? Like, hey.
He has an air of confidence about
him. Well, Jaron,
him.
Had you met Zolak before today?
No, you had not.
Oh.
And you just sat there and didn't say anything.
What did you do? Did you introduce yourself?
I did. In my state, I can't remember if I met him or not. Like, you meet a lot of people.
In my state?
No. Like.
What is your state exactly?
No, like, hey. I'm not sure if I like, he looked familiar, and then he didn't look familiar.
Well, I walked in last week, and I saw him sitting there. Go, hey,
who the hell are you?
Who are you?
Right.
And you guys hadn't met him before last week.
No, I had not met him. I had never.
See,
seen
but
him.
I was out a week.
He met him.
I did. Didn't I?
Yep.
Shook his hand. Introduced myself.
Did.
You know.
I thought I did.
Normal He's human boy things.
Where did I meet
Zoe,
you?
Zoe met him before Beetle.
Last week. Okay, that's what I thought. So that's I'm not crazy.
Well, we know
in
Tom did.
Again, in your state, you don't recall.
But I'm like,
him.
You know, it's that iffy, like.
No, like, I definitely did this time.
In the unsure.
Oh, you introduced it. Tom made the introduction this time?
Yeah.
Because you're rather infamous for just allowing new people to come and work for the show and not just
say a damn word.
Saying a word to them right. ever or to us about who they are and what they're doing.
Yeah, he lacks people skills. Yeah.
Except I spelled it out every time before then.
I'm not sure you did.
No.
You're not going to let me live that down, are you?
No.
One time.
It was a big one time.
Hey, come in from Rentham? You need a ride tomorrow? I can sleep in the car and you drive.
Well, that's not a ride.
Hey, give me a ride.
Okay.
Thought I asked you if you needed a ride.
Now we're going there and bug him now. That's good.
Good. It's great. 617.
Hey, wait a minute.
779-0985.
You know that kid from that horse farm? Did you know him?
I'm sorry, who? What? The kid from the horse? What? Huh? Speak up. We can't hear you.
That horse, I haven't been on air since that.
Yeah, the horse incident down your way.
Yeah. Well, no, Leroy was in that.
Your
day.
Neck of the woods.
Leroy was in. I almost fell off my chair. Leroy had the question.
That was a week
line
ago
of the
today.
Day. Line of the
a week
day.
Ago
it's
today.
His cousin.
Yep.
You know him? Friend of yours. Okay.
That's your cousin?
All right.
Oh, no. Jesus, T-Bone.
He believes it. Don't go anywhere. Phone lines are open. We'll talk more about this. And Stephon Gilmore. Where's things with Gilmore stand? We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So what's up with Stephon Gilmore, Zoe? Is he going to show up this week and decide to, I know he's there, he's checked in, he's shown up, but show up to at some point say, I want to play football. We need to get my contract figured out.
I think so. Now the smart thing is, you know, if it is injury related,
come on.
If the agent's controlling it, no. If the player wants to play football and get in there and get paid, yes. Because his last statement about the way it's trending for me, I can be 100% by the start of the season. Like he left that opening in there to where they can't technically fine him for missing days if he needs to rehab and get his body right from an injury that he sustained a year ago. You know, that quad, that above the knee, whatever the hell the injury was.
Well, Jim,
however it was fixed.
Jim McBride is this. Gilmore is due, as we know. We've been over this a million times. $7 million due to him this year. He says it's closer to $8 million if he hits his incentives. And he's looking for a bump. He says it feels as though something is going to give sooner rather than later. it's unlikely the Patriots would invest so heavily in their defense and then trade their best defender. Long-term extension may not be in the cards, but reworking his current deal to add money may be the way to go. He writes, New England has approximately $12 million in salary cap space and could bring his total compensation to around $12 million and still have the financial flexibility to make other moves.
Let me ask you this question. Is $5 million worth three wins to you?
Yes.
Because I think that's how much this guy means to defense and what you could potentially be on defense against teams where you're going to be, you know, close games. You know, I'm not talking about like Tampa Bay or, you know, say you're playing some wagon up in Buffalo on a Monday night, you're going to be in trouble, probably. But the Miamis of the worlds, you know, the Jets, can almost guarantee you that Gilmore's going to get you three out of those four wins. He's going to be able to negate the, whatever top receiver that those two teams within your own division has. And he knows them. He knows the system. He'll be able to shut those guys down. That's a big difference there. So it's worth the $5 million to make this guy happy, to get him out there to play, to make sure your defense is right. Because you may struggle a little on offense coming out of the gate. Especially if you got a young quarterback.
If you really think he's worth three wins this year alone, though, Zoe.
I'm just saying, like a close game, to have him in a close game and to have him not in a close game is all the difference in the world.
Okay.
In those type of, I'm three not saying wins. He guarantees you three games. But, I mean, you... Again, you like go back to the end of that Jacksonville game at home, AFC title game. I don't know how many other guys make that play where he trails the guy, elevates, knocks that ball down, times it perfectly. That was ball game. Like that guarantees you a win there. You advance.
Okay, but just if you're going to go down that road, then you have to start thinking about what he would be worth long term for added years. Like, okay, maybe not three wins next year, right. But two. Well, what's two more wins worth to you next year? I think it's a bit much to say.
You already spent
his presence
million.
Alone is worth three wins.
See, but I think
he's the difference between 7 and 10 and 10 and 7.
He may be against, like, you may lose to one of those crappy teams because he's not there.
Hardy, we expect him to be in close games.
You know what I mean?
Right.
A three and out as opposed to keeping a drive alive, and then your defense gets tired off a 14-play drive because they just shoved it down your throat in the fourth quarter. And I know he's been out there at the end of games, like against Miami 2 years ago when they blew the home field advantage, or I mean a bye in the second, being the number two overall seed. He was on the field for when Miami diced him up. He'll have a bad game or two, but I do think, Hardy, because you spent $250 million this offseason, is it really worth nickel and diamond and trying to save a buck or two over this guy, if it's not a long-term extension, and just get this 1 year in and make sure he's right for this year and your defense is?
I don't think so based on what they've done and based on where the team is. But again, we were kind of operating under the assumption that he wasn't going to be here this year. We were shocked when he wasn't moved in some way months and months ago when his house was on the market, and we had kind of come to terms with that. And now it's... When you're talking about that big of an impact, that's the difference in your season. And just to, you know, to keep things honest and fair, when we were having a conversation about quarterbacks last year, I believe you guys both said that you didn't think Patrick Mahomes was worth three wins to the team as it was constituted last year. So that's a big statement for you to put out there that he is like the make or break guy.
His, I said that about Mahomes, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. These were like 10 wins.
No, but we said that about Mahomes because
of the personnel.
We said he has still have no one to throw to.
Right.
Yeah, maybe saw Matt Moore move that offense.
His success is completely dependent on others.
Well, your success in football games depends on what happens the other half of the time when you're not on defense.
We all know that they'd be better off with a good tight end last year than a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Herbie is in Fall River today. Hi, Herbie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Herbie?
Listen, first of all, I'm going to blow some sunshine before my takes, okay? Mm. You guys, definitely, hands down, the best radio show there is. The chemistry is kick-ass. I love it. So here's the deal with my quick takes, right? For one, this whole Deshaun Watson thing, I don't think, because of the way Kraft runs the team, I really don't think he'll accept what's going on to bring him on the team. But number two, the biggest thing is, Belichick's ego. I don't think that he will have any player make any more money than him on the team, because that, to him, making the most money equates being the most valuable. I don't think Bill's ego will allow that.
What player's close to that now on his team?
No player is close to his salary. Has there been a player?
Brady,
right? But how far off was he compared to his salary?
I don't know, because I don't know. I don't 100% know Bill's salary. It's private.
Well, wasn't it reported at $25 million?
Assume it's 25.
Right. That's out of control. Why? How, as a coach, are you more important than anybody on the team? Yes, you do the X's and O's, but it comes down to the players on the field that are going to execute what you draw up. So you can be the best X and O guy there is. You can make the best plays. You can
Are you saying that there's a Bill Belichick salary cap, the way no one could make more than Brady? No one can make more than Bill. That's his point. No one can make more than Bill. You top out at $25 million on this team because that's what I make.
It's only one quarterback that would ever do that. I mean, there's only one position it could ever compete with that, and that's a quarterback.
See, I don't believe that's true, because I'm guessing that at some point in Bill Belichick's Patriots tenure, he was not making $25 million. And there were players making more. I don't know. I'm just assuming that.
Like, I mean, I think DeAndre Hopkins is making, what, $27 million? I think his cap number is $27 million this year. That's a big one for a receiver. That's a guy that's threatening to potentially retire, right?
Yeah, have at it. Let's see it when it
happens. They should trade for Hop. Maybe they should trade for Watson.
Arizona?
Yeah. Houston West.
They've got Kyler Murray. They really like him.
Yeah, I know. Deshaun Watson, I think, is an upgrade over him.
He is, but how much of an upgrade?
True. Younger player, more control. Like,
Kyler Murray's under contract. He's there. He's established. You're going to upset the apple cart for what?
Just trying to think what else.
What would be
available?
I mean, that's a team that would say, yeah, we could upgrade. He's potentially better, but he also has got all these issues going on.
Yeah.
We're not desperate for a quarterback. We have our quarterback.
Bringing on a lot more money, too.
We have our guy.
Yeah.
Jake in Boston on the Patriots quarterback battle.
Gentlemen, I got a couple gossipy items, but first, a question for you, Zoe.
Yes.
Did you get an invite Robert's 80th birthday? You didn't.
Did not.
You think Tom Brady got an invite?
Oh,
I don't.
Great question, Jake. Why not? Why was he not invited?
Bill was there.
Drew Bledsoe was there. He's a former Patriots quarterback.
Drew made a line.
First of all, though, why didn't you get an invite? I think that's a real question here. Secondly, Tom Brady's got like ownership of NetJets, so he could have jumped on his PJ on Saturday and gotten to that party and gotten back in time for the starting training camp on Sunday without any issue. And not only did he not do that, he couldn't even throw Robert an Instagram story wishing him a happy birthday or even note it. So it leads me to believe that there may be more there to Tom's anger at Robert, especially after his ring comments last week. And it's not just Bill, but it is the two of them. And then one more point. Another guy who obviously didn't get an invite because he's awful was Cam Newton. But I ran into Cam on Saturday at Star Market. He was wearing his do-rag as a mask, which leads me to believe he still isn't vaccinated, which got me to thinking. If the Patriots could be forced to forfeit games and Crafty Bob has to pay for travel of getting a team here only for Cam to get COVID and spread it to half the team, is Cam's not getting vaccinated an out for cutting him and getting Mac Jones as your starter in week one? Could that be on the table, and could it be something where, God willing, they actually do it? Because I also heard that Hoyer is not vaccinated. He doesn't want to get vaccinated, and that could jeopardize his status.
What about Stidham?
What do you got on Popovich?
How about Stidham? Stidham get a vaccine?
Popovich will be back because Popovich is a friend of Belichick whenever they decide to change the rule. And Stidham also had, he had Chinese food yesterday. His fortune cookie read, "You'll be successful through innovation and determination." Take that for what you will.
Thank you, Jake. He's got it all. He has it all.
Maybe Cam's wearing the mask because he doesn't want to get this nasty cold that's going around. Let me tell you something. Not all things COVID were bad. Not having had a cold for about a year and a half.
Good point.
That thing kicked my ass last week.
We call that a COVID keeper, as we're calling
those. You know what? Colds are going to end up being stronger.
The people
does that even make sense?
The like people have had them now, like, and like, just anecdotally what I've heard from what doctors are saying, they're like, oh, yeah, people are getting colds now, and it's a gross one. And they haven't – like, when's the last time you had a bad cold? Yeah.
COVID.
But back to that part about
if I was Cam,
if he's vaccinated versus not vaccinated, I would say that we also need to remember that because you are vaccinated does not mean you will be immune from missing games or testing positive.
I would go the other way and I would say he would be vaccinated because all we heard was how much he couldn't meet and get the chemistry.
That's
that he
where
wanted.
The advantage is.
That's like. I want to get vaccinated because I want to be the team leader. I want to be with everybody.
I want to have no restrictions.
Right.
I want to walk into a meeting room with my coach and be face-to-face and have a discussion about X, Y, or Z.
He better be vaccinated or everything you've been fed on that crap is BS then from him. Couldn't be around the guys. I couldn't do what I wanted to do. The camera, you know, all that stuff. And if I'm him and I'm out, I'd put the do-rag up just to disguise yourself somewhat so people don't bug you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a recognizable
guy. I mean, he's a hard
guy
to miss, though.
But I mean,
he's a big dude.
If you had a hat on backwards and had your face covered, you're like, that looks like that guy plays football. He's a big guy. As opposed to seeing him, you know, with his smile, like that's why people like him. The glasses, the smile, all that. Looks like him.
Hardy has our headlines. We're right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in the disaster area.
Zolak and Bertram, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zo, did you apply for all the proper papers
for
training camp?
I have.
Put everything in?
Yep.
Get approved?
I'm not
sure.
Just
want to make sure you're coming with us on Wednesday.
I did it today.
You submitted a headshot?
Yeah.
I'm proud of
you. Where'd you get the headshot?
I took a picture of myself.
When'd you do that?
No, I did it off our show. Off our show.
Yeah, our show. We have the files.
I just Googled it, took image, shrunk it down, blew it up.
The low angle old man selfie.
What did you put down for your role and position?
That wasn't asked.
Nobody asked that.
Yeah, nobody asked that on the application.
On the application?
It just said, affiliation and what your job is. And there was a pull down.
Oh, it was radio.
And it was radio.
I clicked radio.
Yeah, I clicked radio.
Oh, my pull down didn't work.
Oh.
No. On the second page, but on the first. Yeah.
His pull down's not working.
The first one, though, you had to come up with something. You had to write something down.
You know what?
No, I didn't. No, that was not an option on mine.
I deleted that and then like swept it out and I reteed it back up and it worked the third time. My pull-down wasn't working either.
I'm questioning whether Zoe found a headshot and
submitted
it. I did.
He just described how he found it.
Yeah, let me see if I got approved yet. Xbox.
He doesn't know how to crop a photo.
Tom. Somebody with me on this.
When you uploaded it, it gave you the option to hit edit.
Your request.
You could edit it on the site.
Yeah, but does he know how to do that?
My request has been approved.
Boom.
Yeah.
It's approved. And when they check your papers now, you're all good. Going through the door.
Have any questions? I contact Stephanie.
Oh, please don't call Aussie on her again.
Did you have my credential?
What is that accent? May I ask?
It's Aussie from down under.
There it is.
Oh crikey! Look at the size of that croc.
He goes all Steve Irwin.
You were beautiful, swimming with the animals. You miss the accents, don't you?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Kristen Harford has something for Hardy. Wants to commend him today. Wants to give thanks.
Hey, listen, happy morning to you guys. I got a thing for each one of you.
1240.
Beetle, first off, ready? My great-grandfather came over in 1910 on a steamer from Italy, and they lived in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, the home of McCoy Stadium. You know where that is, right?
I do, yes.
And Newport Ave. Yeah, and all that kitsch, the hot wieners. So when I call up, know that you're talking to a true and true Red Sox fan, okay? Right. Number two, Zoe, don't you ever go on vacation again, okay?
Sorry about that.
The guy that sat in your seat last week, I got dumber. I'm calling him A-dumb. His name ain't Adam no more. Now, the third thing for my boy, Hardy. Hardy, you brought something up. I want to congratulate you a year ago. You can remember something like that. But Belichick went out and got two tight ends because they needed a tight end last year, not a quarterback. I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey. Have a great day, guys.
He's doing jokes now.
I guess.
I don't know.
It felt scripted.
It was morning.
It felt very Jeff in Nashua.
It was Jeffy. It's maybe he
Beetle,
disguised himself.
Why are his parents coming over on a steamer from Italy? Why was that for you?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure what exactly that meant. Why? I don't know. I really don't.
Had a steamer this morning.
Oh, good God. So I'm not sure why I needed that information.
Hey, you're Italian. Maybe you look more Italian than any of us.
I'm Italian.
It's not like, hey, Sosie, my parents came over on a steamer. You're Italian.
Was it that Guardians talk last week?
What?
Is that what it was? But the Guardians? What does that have to do with it?
The team names.
What?
That's the only thing I can think of.
How does that tie in? Oh, because of the... Oh, because we had said Cleveland steamers?
Stanley steamers.
Okay. All right.
It's be like the episode from The Office where Todd Packer left Michael a present.
Let's go to Ian in New Bedford. You had a thought on Bradley Beal potentially coming to the Celtics. Hi, Ian.
What's up, guys? Man, that last guy sucks. So basically, I'm looking at the Bradley Beal deal, and I'm kind of comparing it to the James Harden trade. And basically, you know, the Rockets had no leverage. They basically had to send Harden to Brooklyn, and they still got four players, three picks, and three pick swaps in return. So basically, I'm trying to think of the best batch of crap the Celtics can send to Washington, but not Jaylen Brown. And what I came up with was Marcus Smart, Tristan Thompson, Romeo Langford, Aaron Nesmith, and three firsts. I mean, I don't see a point in getting Bradley Beal if you're going to give up Jaylen Brown. So what are we going to – I don't know. What can we do here to really get this trade to go through?
And I'm going to get on the ESPN trade machine right now and see what we can work with our magic. Okay? Who are we putting in the deal? I know we're going to put...
He said Marcus Smart, Tristan Thompson, Langford.
Three firsts.
And three firsts.
May I say, Cliff?
I think there may have been another player in there.
Oh, was that a hang-up? Was that a hang-up?
How does Tristan Thompson factor into this? They don't want Tristan Thompson.
No money.
Marcus Smart and you know three firsts. See if it gets done for Marcus Smart and three firsts.
It won't. We got to add more money in.
Yeah, they're sitting let's
add Nesmith, right? We'll add Peyton Pritchard.
Yep.
And Romeo Langford.
keep going.
Hold on. I'm going to put Beal in there. How do I add picks in this bad boy?
Yes, throw a couple first-rounders in there.
Can I add picks? The trade failed. Yeah. Oh, I added too much money. Hold on. Let's adjust the trade. Let me work on this, though. Let me workshop this a little bit.
Usually it's just, I don't think you'd add the picks on those. It's usually just you have to make the money match.
How do I
those little trade formulas.
How do I add some picks into this bad boy? That's what I need to do. That's the ticket. But you got to do that deal with Smart and not Brown to make it really great. 617-779-0985. Red Sox had a great win yesterday, had a horrible loss on Saturday. I'm not letting go of it. And also, we have yet to talk about Jarrett Stidham, who I know you wanted to get to, Zach.
Yeah.
We'll do that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zoe.
Not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Patriots quarterback Jared Stidham on PUP. Know anything about that?
Nope.
That wasn't expected.
That's odd. It's red flag, red flag, red flag.
It would seem that way.
Head scratcher. Head scratcher to me.
Yeah. Him and Chase Winovich. Chase Winovich, not unexpected.
Not unexpected there.
Not a great spot to be in, though. What do you think happens? Can we read into it? Or is it just him dealing with something?
Could be. It's terrible timing. If this is just him dealing with something.
Here we go again with Stidham hurt in camp. They didn't like it so much. Was that a year ago?
Yeah, I don't want to get. No, that was two years ago. It was a year ago.
Was it?
It was a year ago. Him and Cam. Remember?
Yes.
Remember he had the hip MRI. We don't see anything here. Get back out there. Supposedly he pushed through it, hurt it worse.
August, third week of August last year.
And that was, Cam was off and running by that point. Yeah. No competition. This isn't, I hurt my wrist. You know, I can't play golf. Got to get somebody else. Nope.
So you think he gets cut? You think he's the odd man out?
I don't think he gets cut.
Who is the odd man out?
I don't know. I'm serious. I think this is a big week for Cam. Because to Phil Perry's point, you know early who they're going to get ready. You can't divvy up reps. You can't split reps and be fair to the team and just say, we're going 30-30-30 or 33-33-33. Then we're going to get it 50-50. Eventually it needs to swing 65-35. 70-30. And it's going to be real obvious who they're getting ready. If they're getting the kid ready, there's no reason to have Cam around.
There's NFL news.
There is?
Mm-hmm. Packers quarterback, this tweet from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play for Green Bay this season. That is the expectation. Many factors at play. But with GM Brian, it's Gutekunst, right?
Gutekunst.
Gutekunst. Or Gutekunst.
Gutenberg.
Or Gutekunst.
Kunst.
There's an N in there. Saying he's hopeful for a positive outcome. There is a glimmer of optimism in Green Bay.
It's called money. They call that money.
But the thing that's missing from this tweet is, when does he plan on playing for the Packers? This week? Next week? Next month? When does he plan on playing?
Whenever he shows up. See, that's a crazy thing. Like, even back in the day, like, this crap would never happen. It really wouldn't. Now, people like Parcells never put up with this type of stuff. Even Belichick for that. You know, the hard-nosed, old-school coaches in the league, they're just, you don't want to show up? Then get the hell out of here, then. So this guy hasn't been around all offseason. He's actually kept his good receivers, the Devontae Adams of the world, you know, away from Jordan Love, so he can't get any better. So if Aaron isn't going to camp, we're not going to camp. We're not going to OTAs. If Aaron's not going to OTAs. So then all of a sudden, bang, day one when Aaron shows up after all the offseason getting Jordan Love ready, Aaron's got it. Take first reps. Go ahead, get Aaron. What, are you going to put him second?
You think he's going to show up like nothing happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. All good.
Yeah. That's because he's strange. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So this was all for nothing.
He's going to show up and give that stupid side smirk out of his mouth going, what's up, guys?
What was the point of all this?
Hey, Bakhtiari. Let's go. How was your offseason? Did you have a good one? Yeah, I spent some time in Montana.
So all this complaining, all this whining behind the scenes, all of this drama, all of these leaks. You know who looks really bad?
Aaron Rodgers.
No. Even worse.
Packers.
Nope.
They put up with it. What?
You got any Adam Schefter from the last couple of weeks? Holy smokes, is Schefter going to get killed on this one?
Oh. Oh, that's right, because
he's already gone.
He's like, you people don't realize he is not playing for...
He's gone.
He was as adamant as Darlington was on the Brady stuff when we made fun of Darlington.
We mocked Darlington and hammered Darlington,
and we are the idiots.
We're idiots. Sorry, Darlington.
Dumbasses. We're
idiots.
We're the
clowns.
Sorry,
You're
Jeff.
Not. We're the clowns. I'm sorry. Shefty has been very, very stern, cutting off his people, cutting off colleagues to say, no, you don't even get it.
And this is why Rap Sheet got it. You can give it to Rap Sheet.
Well, he gave it to Rap Sheet because Schefter reported maybe something that was very team-friendly in the end.
Right.
Wow. So it's over. Just going to show up and play.
Show up and play.
Like none of this happened. Like none of it is a thing.
Play that fight song. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go.
What do they play after touchdowns?
What about the Devontae Adams Instagram posts over the weekend and Jordan and Pippen and posting them on the same day?
Yeah, I thought they were walking off together.
Where's the retirement announcement?
Yeah.
The temporary retirement.
Not.
What a waste of time.
Yeah.
A giant waste of time this was.
Everybody like a fool.
So again, Ian Rappaport says, the quarterback of the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, telling his people, I'm going to go play football now.
How's this affect the books? Betting lines back up now? You know what? They probably won't move those lines or take bets on Green Bay until the first day he walks in the door. Then they'll start taking bets. Typical. Typical Aaron Rodgers. Hold everybody hostage all offseason. Go play Jeopardy. Do Jeopardy. Be a funny guy. Play some golf. Make jokes about kicking field goals. How many times has that gone on over the last 4 months? Maybe we should have kicked the field goal. Yeah, Brady breaking his balls on national TV. Him laughing at it.
See, this is the big difference between a guy like Rodgers and a guy like Brady. How does Rodgers go in there and sort of cultivate the environment that Brady has in Tampa Bay? In terms of all pulling in the same direction.
You know why? Because
being all the same and everyone working together.
He never has.
Like, that's never been his deal.
But it's going to be fine to him because he never has been that guy.
That's why he hasn't won as much.
This is what he does. And I told you about this in games. And we call a lot of games against Rodgers. He's a fantastic player. He's an effing loner. He is a loner, meaning, you know, he's off by the crossed arms, down the sideline, doesn't talk to anybody. First thing he's looking to do, where's my hat?
That's sort of a problem
Where's
for a quarterback. Zo?
Not him.
Like, you never had that problem.
No.
No.
No. Nope.
But him.
He's a different cat, man. He's a weirdo.
We take Rodgers' talent.
I mean, I'm sorry.
And we put it with Zo's charisma.
You created the ultimate killing machine.
Oh.
It eats, sleeps, and makes baby sharks. All it does. It swims, it eats, and it makes baby sharks.
I don't want to meet that guy.
That'd be the ultimate hurricane.
I want to find the teammate that didn't like you. I want to find the guy that didn't like you and get his reasons.
Mike Giesler choked me out on the plane. I made fun of him all the time. They had to pull him off me.
What type of choke was it?
Was he facing you?
John
Stevens, another one. John Stevens, another one. Yeah.
Didn't care for your antics?
Well, he didn't like the fact I busted him for stealing all the sodas out of the free soda machine. Yeah, former first round.
Because if they're free, then how do you steal?
Because they took them out of the team. Like, I'm taking them home for mixers. Like, why don't you just leave them here for everybody? Maybe rookie shouldn't speak up that way.
Yeah. Rookie?
Me, yeah.
So. You know, I remember
that was his biggest concern.
I remember someone saying that about the bags of chips on Radio Row 1 year. That maybe someone should leave the chips so everyone can have some.
I'd take them back for snacks in the middle of the night. Those are nice.
Right, them home, much like John Stevens was taking home the sodas.
They were there for everybody to take.
So were the sodas, were they not?
No, the sodas were put in by Donnie Brocher at the end of the day, right towards the end of practice, because Donnie would keep them in the back in the fridge to keep them cold. Because Donnie, that was an unlockable sliding Pepsi. It was an old, I wonder where that Pepsi cooler is. It was the old school double lid slide back top. It didn't lock. Man, it could keep sodas cold down there. It's like your classic bar slide thing. You know, they had it in the locker room. But if you put them in there, everything would be gone. And Donnie knew it. And he just fed you whenever you want to be fed, like little fish coming up. They knew what feeding time was. And then when the sodas came out, John Stevens got his bag and filled them up. He had a big bag. He carried it right out. I'm like, no sodas for everybody, huh?
I mean, you do understand the irony of when Speedo brought up the chips at Radio Row.
Yeah.
And you taking all those chips back to your room.
They were just there. So I'll eat them all night. Well,
the sodas were just there, too.
But he took them back from mixers for his own personal use.
Well, what were you doing with the chips? Giving them to the homeless people you saw on the way back to your hotel room?
Nope. That kept getting refilled by the sponsored, whoever's sponsoring the event at the convention center.
Yeah, and they refilled the sodas the next day.
Yeah, they don't refill the soda. They count them, and then they put them out. It's
if it's free, take three, right?
Yeah, it's my boy Big Daddy. We learned that in Maryland. If it's free, take three.
Man, it sounds like the sodas were free. I know.
Pardon me?
Or tattle on the other people.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.